97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Started the show about an hour ago, Sue. It looked like it was all cloudy. Didn't look very sunny with pool weather. I know my daughter wants to go to the pool every day. Now it's sunny out. It looks fine downtown, right? So I don't know what to make of that.
I know.
It's just weird summer weather. You know, we're going to be real sticky. You heard Dave's forecast. I haven't really checked the dew point. You know, I'm a big dew point person. But next week, and I'm taking the week off, I think the early part of next week, the highs are only going to be in like the mid-70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going in.
Like 74, 75 degrees.
Oh,
Alex Rich
heaven.
Is here, by the way. Our friend who visits on a Wednesday. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty well here. We are supposed to be joined by Senator Schmidt here to talk about the congressional baseball game. As someone who played collegiate baseball,
sure,
you might want to offer some advice to the senator, who is definitely one of the big players tonight. I have a special intro for him. So you ready? I did this
last year.
I like this a lot. Here we go.
From his humble beginnings as the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show, he was elected as the 46th Missouri State Treasurer and then named the 43rd Attorney General of Missouri before becoming a United States Senator. And now, as the most valuable player in the annual congressional baseball game, it's Eric Schmidt on the Mark Reardon Show.
Oh, yeah.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I got to have the natural come in here. There it is. The lights just exploded. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Eric Schmidt, have you been in the cage already today? What's the preparation right now currently for the game?
By the way, the spare no expense on the production value. I really appreciate you guys. That's incredible.
You've earned it.
Yeah,
you've earned it.
We had batting practice down on the field at Nats Park this morning. And then they had a ceremony for some of the scholarships they're giving out for the money that's raised for the game tonight. So we've been down there. It was raining, but the rain is stopping here in the next half hour. I'm putting my game face on, but not before I made time for my friend Mark Reardon.
Thank you.
And the wonderful audience in St. Louis.
Well, I've been to this game, and I'm a big fan of it because I sat with Kenny Hulsoff one year when the Republicans actually won, and it was after a big, big losing streak because the Democrats had this guy, I think his name was Cedric Richmond, and he was a good pitcher. He played collegiate. Mm-hmm. But the Republicans, you guys have been kind of dominating here the last few years, right?
Yeah, we've won five in a row. So this is my fourth game. So they won two games, and then I came on in 2023 was my first game. So we've got a pretty deep lineup, and we've got some good athletes in the heart of the order, and that's the name of the game, is getting the ball in play and throwing strikes. And so that is what we'll be focused on tonight. I'll be out in left field. They've got me hitting second in the order.
Wow.
So, let's go.
Well, what I remember from 2 years ago is my friend Rondi Davis was the third base coach, and he used to catch for the congressional baseball team, the Republicans. And you really hit a good one out to left field, and I think it was a triple. Wasn't it a triple your first year?
Yeah.
Now, what I saw was a guy who could hit the ball, but, man, you were out of shape. And I texted Rondi right away. I said, you better get Schmidt into shape for these future games. But, dude, you've had – I was obviously joking. You have really worked – on your fitness, and I see the videos in the cage when you're playing golf. You've made an effort getting back into shape here.
I have, and that game was actually kind of a turning point for me because there were some photographs that I didn't love from that, and just decided to get in better shape. And so working out every day, and this game honestly is kind of a motivator for me because I want to be able to perform. I still have some of those competitive juices that get flowing in a game like this. And I joke with Rodney because it was a stand-up triple.
Yes, yes.
It was a bases loaded stand-up triple. So I've wondered if Rodney would have sent me, could I have made it all the way home.
I think he might have.
Inside the park grand slam, which would have been kind of fun. But no, it's fun. And it gives me something to kind of, work towards. And then we have practice at 5:45 in the morning starting in March, get to get ready for this game, which is today. So
who are the managers for the teams?
So Roger Williams is our manager. Roger actually played at TCU back in the 1960s, was drafted by the Braves. He's a congressman from Texas. So he's our manager. Linda Sanchez manages. She's a state representative from Southern California.
Yep.
She manages the Democrats.
She, if I remember correctly, she was on the team when I saw the game, 8 years ago or 7 years ago or whatever, and I think she played softball. She's a real good softball player.
Yeah, so she doesn't play anymore. She's managing, and you know they've got a couple players on the team, but we really do. For people who've watched a lot of these games, somebody was telling me today that they think this is as good a lineup as the Republicans have had in their memory. So I just try to honestly, I just go out there. My family comes in town. I'm actually with my wife and daughters right now before we head to the ballpark. Our staff comes in. Everybody from the office goes to the game. There's friends and family there. I want to represent them. I want to represent St. Louis. I want to represent Missouri in that game. And so I get pretty locked in. I'm serious. I can tell. When we get off this phone call, I mean, I'll have AirPods in, listen to like Metallica or something, getting ready when I'm down on the field.
Okay, well, Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, is going to be there too. I mean, you just have to admit that. Here's a little on-field discussion. That's a long story that we go back on a long time ago. Tim Burkett kind of doing a Q&A here.
Now, what did you say about the camera for you?
The camera makes love to me. I never take a bad picture.
This guy, an all-star right out here? Is that the deal?
Yeah, third string. I was fifth string, had meteoric rise. Somebody pulled a hamstring and somebody went to outfield. Boom, I'm third string. Any of you guys out there running for Congress think you're going to walk out here and take third string? You're going to have to.
They had a little fun with that, right, Eric?
Yeah, so it's what I didn't expect, Mark, from it was I'm really the only senator that plays. Joni Ernst is on the team. She's out there, but in the starting lineup. And then it's mostly House members. And so to be out there with these House members, I've gotten to know them. You know, Steve Scalise is out there. Tim Burchett's a character. So, you know, you can kind of bond with them on something other than just straight politics. And those relationships matter, of course. But I think people think we see each other all the time. But the Senate's kind of in its own world. The House is in their own world. So that's been something I didn't expect and built some friendships along the way.
That's a fascinating point. And I told people this after I started going to D.C. And there was a stretch where I was going many, many years to a conference in June that this immigration group FAIR would put on. And it was, I think, mostly the American people, the conventional wisdom would be, look, all these guys and ladies and gentlemen, they work together on Capitol Hill. I was struck by the division that there was between the Senate and the House and how few relationships there were. So that is interesting. But why are there only a couple of senators? Are they all terrible athletes? Why is that? Why is it so heavily tilted toward the House?
The Senate skews older. The average age of a United States senator is 68 years old. So when you're coming in your late 40s, you know, you bring the age down a little bit. So I think that has something to do with it.
No, that makes sense. Quickly, by the way, you know, have fun tonight. It's going to be on TV. Chad Burgum does a great job with the play-by-play. All the staffers are there. It's a fun event. Fred's kids used to work out there. One of your sons was at the game, and I think people have a lot of fun. But you were mentioned, I think, by the president today. Well, that's the wrong one. That's the intro. Here it is.
Eric Schmidt has been an incredible senator, wherever you may be, Eric. He's tall enough. He's usually not too hard to find.
He was there in the room, and then he says, you're going to handle Graham Plattner.
This guy's a thug. He's a low-level thug. And he's running to be a senator, to work with Eric Schmidt. Great, Eric will handle him, I think. To be with Barrasso, who the hell do we have to be with Rand? Now, Rand would be very interesting with him. Rand would figure it out, and he'll put him away.
So you're on the list there to take care of Plattner, just so you know.
It's kind of surreal, though. You know, me, Mark, it feels like yesterday I was in studio with you in the roundtable running for the state Senate, you know, being from St. Louis. And to be in the same day, to be in the Oval Office with the President of the United States and him, you know, saying nice things about me. And then, you know, later on that day, going to play in a congressional baseball game with 35,000 people in the stands. It doesn't feel real to me sometimes, but I think it keeps me pretty grounded, but I'm just enjoying it and trying to represent Missouri the best way I can, you know, in the halls of Congress and then, you know, tonight out on the field.
My only advice is the same advice I've given you several years. Don't suck. There's a lot on the line. There's more on the line now, man. The expectations are high here. You understand that, right?
I know. That's the problem. When you perform, people, you know, what have you done for me lately? So I'm going to try to go out there. Although it wasn't a good omen. I had a decent BP this morning. And I walked away, and one of the Democrats said, nice BP, Schmidt. Don't worry. We're going to walk you four times.
Look at that. They may walk you because your bat is working well.
The pitch selection will matter. You know, you got to be patient. But, you know, you got all these people here, and you want to perform. So, but that is what a good baseball player will do. So I will try to just, you know, only swing at good pitches tonight.
Have a blast. You know I love you. Have a great time. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
That's great. And, you know, that's another great example of why I like him so much.
He's a normal person.
He is a normal person.
Yes.
And, Alex, I was going to have you give him some baseball advice, but I think he's got to take
it. My only advice, he didn't say he was going to stretch. That was going to be my only advice.
Okay.
Make sure you stretch.
Well, yeah, that's at that age. The thing that I always say, I don't even know if this resonates with people. I was trying to tell my friend Ken this at the Cardinals game last night. And Alex, this may resonate with you. So when you're at the game and maybe even in television, if you see a major league fly ball, right, these guys come toward the ball, you don't realize how fast they're really going because they make it look effortless, mm-hmm. right? So when you see a ball go out to the outfield tonight, it takes them forever to get to the ball, whether it's a ground ball or a fly, because they're not professional athletes and they're still covering the same amount of ground.
Yeah.
You know, this is a baseball game. It's not a softball game. It's not a smaller field. It's the same field that
the
Nationals play on.
Yeah.
So it's fun to see. And there are some good, you know, there's some good athletes on these teams. And Linda Sanchez, who is not playing, that Democrat, she was smoking the ball when I saw her play baseball, so she was really better than a lot of the guys. So we'll see what happens. Joni Ernst from Iowa is in that lineup tonight as well. We got Sue's News on a Wednesday coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.